Hackberry Hotel. Hackberry resident manager is speaking. Hello, Gertrude. Where you been all morning? You ain't been calling me every 10 minutes. Hmm? Oh. What's that? Eppin Slipper out and back told you what? Oh, he did he? Well, Gertrude, that ain't the truth. No, sir. Well, Epp's inclined to sort of stretch the facts when he's a-talking or a-telling something. Yes, you couldn't say that he's a little bit unreliable by jacks. Yeah, and it don't make no difference where he is, neither. You betcha. He's had a hard hand out at his place for years now that don't do nothing but call his pigs to dinner. Even Epp's pigs won't believe him.
Welcome to Hackberry Hotel, a friendly little transcribed quarter hour sent your way by the Armstrong Packing Company, who also supply your dealer with Armstrong's Bird Brand shortening and Armstrong's Bird Brand hams, bacon, pure pork sausage, and table-ready meats. After you've seen your first fried chicken, chicken that's out of a sizzling skillet of Bird Brand shortening, well, lady, right there, you'll see why Bird Brand shortening has been such a big favorite with you wonderful cooks here in the Southwest, you 57 years. And just wait till your family gets to that platter of crusty, coated, golden brown fried chicken. Takes a big helping of crisp, flaky French fries. Butters up 3 or 4 light, fluffy, tender biscuits. That's when you can say, thank goodness for Bird Brand shortening. Tell your dealer today, make mine Bird Brand shortening. And add this other famous Bird Brand product to your shopping list. Bird Brand salad oil. For frying, salads, and dozens of other uses in your kitchen, Bird Brand salad oil. Just more proof that Bird Brand on the label is your guarantee of a wonderful meal. Well, just for the record, we can say that Hack and Willie have given up the matter of New Year's resolutions after a rather hectic session yesterday, and perhaps it's just as well. We can look forward, however, to some cheerful sessions with schoolwork, since Willie returns to the old grind in the high fourth grade next Monday. But let's go now to the depot, join Hack's young helper, and hear his welcome for our visit today at Hackberry Hotel.
Hi, Miss Casey. What made you all that smoke? Have one of your Christmas tree gone? Well, I swore Miss Hack got Miss Wickfield. Miss Hack's ain't bringing some customers. So long. Tell them better write him a letter. Peggy, the Hackfield Bell.
Hi.
Oh, what's the matter? You mad at me?
No, I ain't mad with you.
What seemed to be the fugue, Miss Hack?
Oh, Genevieve.
Already?
Yes, already. Just another something that Genevieve is thinking of doing.
She ain't wasting no time starting to work on you during leap year.
No, it ain't that.
What are it, then?
What is it?
I don't know.
You said, what are it?
Okay.
Hush, and don't bother me.
Is that acting society she figured on, Miss Hack?
Yes.
I'll be told. What?
Where'd you hear about it?
At the barber shop.
Hey, Jax, can't nothing happen around here that them there fellas at the barber shop don't discuss.
Miss Jordan was saying Miss Peach Bluff gonna organize another one of them societies put on plays. Shakespeare stuff. She roping you in on it?
No.
I declare that ain't too bad for you, Miss Hack.
It ain't too bad. I ain't gonna do it.
You ain't?
No, sir, I ain't.
Even Miss Peach Blossom sets her mind to it?
No, sir. hush up that laughing. Hey, Jax, I wonder sometimes how in the chunk did I ever get mixed up in things like this.
Acting might be sort of fun.
Not for me.
I can just see you now, dressed up in some of that long underwear. With a sword hanging down by your side.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, fun. That'll be fun. Me and John Henry's going to get a bang out there, I tell you.
You're going to get a bang if you don't quit a-talking.
Yeah. You want to play some checkers?
No. I don't want to play no checkers.
Dominoes?
No!
You want to ask the telephone?
That's Genevieve again, and I'll bound you.
Let's be real quiet. Maybe she'll give up.
Right. Genevieve won't never give up. Heckberry Hotel.
That her?
Yes. Genevieve, look now.
Put your foot down, Sam. Put your foot down.
Genevieve, I've been thinking it over, and I've decided I... How's that? Well, you think so, huh?
You go and put that down.
Well, maybe we could use the lobby.
Might as well be mad, too, the way she bought.
Well, okay, I'll think about it some more. Well, I will.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I don't know if he's talking too fast. Well, all right. Now, goodbye. Dead rabbit. Oh, for Pete's sakes. You answer it this
no,
time.
No, sir.
Willie.
No, but she don't like me, Mr. Hank.
Oh, she does so.
Well, fine. All right. You go ahead.
Hello? Hello, Mayday.
Oh, my teacher.
Well, glad to hear from you.
I didn't ask that for.
Ben? Yes, I know it. Well, I'll see what I can do with him.
What have I done now?
All right, Mayday. All right, so long.
What's the matter, Mr. Hank?
Mayday said to remind you that school starts on Monday.
I know it.
And you got some arithmetic to turn in on Monday.
Fine thing, lessons right after holidays.
Well, you've had a nice bunch of holidays, and it looks like you'd be happy to get back to school.
Well, I guess everybody would be happy but a couple of folks.
Who?
Me and John Henry.
Well, you'd better be happy. You have an opportunity to learn something.
I like school in a way, I guess.
What way?
Well, if we didn't have school, we wouldn't have no holidays.
That sounds...